Hey, patient's last name. Patient's last name is Shubeck. First name is John. Date of birth is July 17, 2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in June of 1972. First up, a patient was in Vietnam. First up, a patient was in the Vietnam War. First up, a patient tells me that he was in an air base. First up, they were under air attacks. First up, they were attacked by rockets. First up, patient tells me that he was blown away by the rockets. First up, a patient was the shockwave caused him fell to the ground, caused him fall to the ground. First up, a patient hit the head. First up, I think he hit the back of the head. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 1 to 2 minutes. First up, a patient had a patient when he woke up, a common patient severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, however, patient kept on fighting, because they were under attack. About 10 minutes later, there was another rocket directed to him. Patient was blown away by the shockwave again. Patient fell down again. Patient hit the back of the head, and had another loss of consciousness on the ground. Patient was out of consciousness for 2 to 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a common patient had severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient that kept on fighting. First up, the next paragraph. Since the event, since the patient's significant headache, first up, a patient has optic nerve damage. First up, a patient has visual problems, blurred vision from the optic nerve damage. First up, a patient get disoriented very easily. First up, a patient has poor memory. First up, a patient has decreased thinking ability. First up, a patient is not able to. A patient has a slow thinking processing of speed. First up, a patient. First up, a patient also has anger issues. First up, a patient also get anger very easily. First up, a patient also diagnosed with PTSD. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was also exposed to Agent Orange when he was in Vietnam. First up, a patient tells me that there were Agent Orange everywhere. First up, he was in the battlefield. First up, he believed that patient was exposed to Agent Orange at the time. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working as an estimator for construction work. First up, a patient does estimation for construction work. First up, a patient tells me that his memory and headaches are significantly affecting his work. First up, a patient tells me that he has to write down everything. First up, his memory is poor. First up, a patient will forget his task duties. First up, a patient also tells me that headaches are affecting his concentration. First up, a patient also thinking very slowly at work. First up, a patient also have a disorientation at work. First up, a patient tells me that his optic nerve also affecting his vision. First up, next paragraph. It is my impression the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in Vietnam in the battlefield in June of 1972. First up, a patient was in an air base. First up, a patient was under air attacks with rockets. First up, he tells me that he was blown away by rockets. First up, he fell down. First up, had loss of consciousness. First up, he hit the head and had complete loss of consciousness. First up, this happened twice. First up, it was about 10 minutes apart. First up, after, when he woke up, a common patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a common patient has significant headache. First up, his memory poor. First up, a patient has chronic headache. First up, he's not able to think as fast as previously. First up, a patient has difficulty with anger issues. First up, a patient gets anger very easily. First up, a patient is not able to concentrate and focus because of these symptoms. First up, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained. Next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, the rocket explosions resulted in fall to the ground. ground and hit the head and resulted in loss of consciousness. Comma, twice, comma, on the same day in June of 1972, first up, it caused him to have loss of consciousness, followed by headache, confusion, disorientation, comma. These are all common sense and symptoms for traumatic brain injury, first up. He's still having a lot of headaches, comma, memory deficits, comma, poor memory, comma, concentration difficulties, focus difficulties. So first up, I believe that these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was also exposed to Agent Orange. First up, it is unclear to me if Agent Orange have any effects on his symptoms. First up, however, I believe that the traumatic brain injury is the main cause of causing him to have these symptoms that he's experiencing right now. First up, I cannot make a determination whether Agent Orange caused his symptoms. So first up, I believe that his symptoms are mostly from traumatic brain injury from the rocket explosions in June of 1972. First up, patient tells me that he's unaware of any other chemical exposures while he was in Vietnam. He is certain that he was exposed to Agent Orange. Next patient, last name is A-B-U-J-E-N. Again, A-B-U-J-E-N. First name is Bob, B-O-B. Date of visit is July 9, 2025. First up, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1970. The patient was in Fort Ord, O-R-D, California. First up, patient was in boot camp. First up, a patient was undergoing a grenade training. First up, he tells me that the trainee next to him dropped a grenade onto the ground. He tells me that the surgeon need to grab that grenade immediately off the ground and throw it away. Patient tells me that he did not have any loss of consciousness. But did not fall to the ground. He tells me that he did not have any injury to the head. Patient tells me that he did not sustain any trauma from that grenade explosion. Next paragraph. In 1986, a comma patient was in Camp Pendleton, California. Patient tells me that he was playing a softball. Somebody threw a softball, comma, into his right eye. He tells me that the softball smacked his right eye. Patient tells me that his pain in the right eye. Patient tells me that it's the same right eye orbital fracture. However, there's no loss of consciousness. Patient had right eye pain. There's no significant confusion, disorientation. Next paragraph. Patient currently tells me that he has pain in the right eye sometimes. However, there's no significant symptoms at this point. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me in 1970, comma, patient was in Fort Ord, O-R-D, California, undergoing a boot camp training. Patient tells me another person dropped a grenade, and the grenade hit the ground, the sergeant quickly get to the ground and throw the grenade away. Patient tells me that he did not sustain traumatic injury to the head. There's no loss of consciousness. There's no injury to him from that grenade accident. In 1986, a comma patient was playing softball. He tells me that somebody threw a softball into his right eye. A patient tells me that his right eye, he had sustained right eye orbital fracture. However, patient did not lose consciousness. There's no confusion. There's no disorientation. There's no significant head pain first up from that first up. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that these incidents were not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First up, our patient did not have loss of consciousness. First up, our patient did not have any residual symptoms from these events. First up, specifically, there's no significant headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, this marks, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a decapitation. Next patient. Last name is X-I-O-N-G. First name is T-O-U. First name is T-O-U space V as in Victor A-N-G. Date of visit is July 17, 2025. Date of birth is April 4, 1984. Next part of our referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next part of a chief complaint, a left side of weakness. Next part of history present newness. Patient's a 41-year-old male. I'm a chief complaint of left side of weakness. So first time patient tells me that he woke up one morning, on June 17, 2025, with the left side of weakness. So first time patient tells me he woke up that morning with the left arm and left leg to mild weakness. So first time patient also have numbness in the left arm and left leg. A patient tells me that he went to the hospital near his prison. A patient tells me that they had workup on him, including a brain scan. A patient was found with a brain lesion. A patient was discharged back to the prison. A patient tells me that he does not know what else they did. Patient tells me since then, the numbness in the left arm and left leg has mostly resolved. However, is still mildly weak in the left arm and left leg. The left arm and left leg weakness has also improved since the time of onset. Next paragraph of neurological examination. So patient has motor examination. Patient has mild hemiparesis on the left side. The left arm and left arm strength is 4+ out of 5. The left leg strength is 4+ out of 5. The right arm and right leg have full strength. Sensory examination. Patient's intact sensation to all limbs. But there's no left-sided numbness right now. The diagnostic test of brain MRI, brain MRI was performed on July 3, 2025. It shows there's a 1.1 centimeter times 1.5 centimeter of a T2 signal hyperintensity on the right centrum semi-ovale white matter. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Right centrum semi-ovale white matter lesion. 1.1 centimeter times 1.5 centimeter T2 signal hyperintensity found on the brain MRI data July 3 of 2025. Impression number two. A mild left hemiparesis. His left hemiparesis started about a month ago. The left hemiparesis have actually improved since that time. He also had the left-sided numbness in the left arm and left leg. However, the left arm and left leg numbness have resolved since then. We have a differential diagnosis for this lesion, including a brain mass, brain tumor, infection, abscess, lymphoma, it is important that we need to get a contrast of brain MRI, to definitively evaluate for any ring enhancing lesions. The next paragraph of recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis and differential diagnosis. Recommend patient to get a brain MRI with and without contrast, to definitively evaluate for this lesion. Recommend to patient to obtain the brain MRI with and without contrast as soon as possible. Impression number three, a patient need to be followed with a neurologist. A patient need to see a neurologist after the brain MRI immediately. It is recommended patient to see a neurologist at the prison as soon as possible via telehealth. With the neurologist as soon as possible after the brain MRI is done. The MRI shows that it is an infection. A patient will likely need to need to start antibiotics immediately for stubborn patient. If this is found to an infection, recommend patient to be admitted to the hospital, comma, for IV antibiotics, comma. Comma, such as IV antibiotics for possible brain abscess for stop. Next paragraph, if this is found to be a brain tumor, comma, patient will need to see a oncologist. We need to see an oncologist as soon as possible for stop. Next paragraph, please have the patient to see a neurologist as soon as possible after the brain MRI with and without contrast for stop. This marks the end of the presentation.